And there's more bad news out of Detroit. General Motors announced yesterday it's closing yet another factory. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
More than 1,300 hourly workers and about 200 salaried employees at the metal stamping plant in Wyoming, Michigan, got the news yesterday. A sizable percentage of the parts they make are things such as doors, hoods, and fenders for slow-selling trucks and SUVs. So the plant in the Grand Rapids area will be closed at the end of next year. The president of the local UAW union said he didn't see it coming. That announcement came just a few hours after the automaker said it would shut down its oldest plant sooner than expected. The company had previously said it would close its Janesville, Wisconsin facility, which makes full-size SUVs like the Chevy Suburban and Chevy Tahoe, by 2010. But the sharp decline in sport utility sales prompted GM to close the plant this December, 2 days before Christmas. A GM spokesman said UAW members at the affected plants will get most of their pay for the next 2 years under their union contracts. The plant closures are part of GM's far-reaching effort to realign its product mix away from trucks and SUVs and toward more fuel-efficient vehicles. But as industry expert John Paul McDuffie of the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School notes, trying to make the shift in the current economic climate is extremely difficult.
That's a shift that requires a lot of capital for product development, for converting plants and the like. So the financial turmoil couldn't come at a worse time for them. And using up of cash reserves and credit lines is really imperiling all of their plans to turn things around.
Meanwhile, speculation continues about possible mergers or other combinations in the auto industry. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.